سیمرغ بالهای رنگارنگ خیش را گشود و به دور دست در آن سوی فلات ایران پرکشید. شما بخواهم تا در ادامه قصه شاه و پریان شیرین در شهر قصه بعد با ما همراه باشید در پناه جهان آفرین.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Did you scream and yell explicitly? Force the boss into complicity. I'm a white chalk stencil, but I push a pencil. Rolling dope fiend rentals to your residential. Broke as fuck eating lentils with no utensil. Finna teach pimp class with a whole credential. They own sweatshops, pet cops, and fields of cola. Murder babies with their molars on the areola. Control the Pope, Dalai Lama, holy rollers, and the Ayatollah. Bump this rolling in your bunker to your new Corolla. Yeah. You might catch me on the scenic route with my penis out. Yelling twines for the executives with the meanest mouth. Wanna know what this demeanor's about? City try to clean us out. Greenest cloud, shut them down. They ain't never seen a drought. In the field, but they ain't calling you back. For the record, I ain't called it a gag. But tuck this in the small of your back. Wait in the bathroom stall till I tap. Got 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, this up. 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, this game is slow, it's the creeper. If you a janitor, get a street sweeper. Ugly is even skin deeper. If you can't get the prayers, get the beeper. They made the murder scene before there was a coroner. I might have been born here, but I'm a foreigner. Spilling swigs for victims of pigs and not Feeny's kid. Flip off the lid, who you pulling for? You too could be a corporate green killer, bean spiller. Gangster love just like Steve Miller. They wear skivvies that's made of chinchilla. Factory in Mexico, bought a spring villa. I'm from the land where the Panthers grew. You know the city and the avenue. If you the boss, we'll be smabbing through and we'll be grabbing you to say what's up with the revenue. And if you feel it, we can either try to seal it with the 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, this is 5 million ways to kill a CEO.
killer CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You could do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, this girl is a boom and child prostitution. When he show up at the stroke, give him lead restitution. You could throw a 20 in the vat of hot oil when he jump in after watch him boy. Toss a dollar in the river and when he jump in, if you find he can swim, put lead boots on him and do it again. You and a friend, videotape and a party don't win. Tell him that boogers be selling like crack. He gon' put the little baggies in his nose and suffocate like that. Put a 50 in the barrel of a gun when they try to suck it out. Well, you know this one. Make sure you ain't got no priors. Don't tell him that we conspired. We could let him try to change a flat tire, or we could all at once retire. These are just a few of the 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, disco. 5 million ways to kill a CEO. Slap him up and shake him up and then you know. Let him off the float and bait him with the dough. You can do it funk or do it disco. Yeah, disco. Bay Area, get ready to rock. Bay Area, you ready to rock. L.A., get ready to rock. L.A., are you ready to rock? Chi-Town, get ready to brawl. Chi-Town, are you ready to brawl? Detroit, Detroit, are you ready to brawl? Detroit, are you ready to brawl? Atlanta, are you ready to brawl? Atlanta, you ready to brawl? Houston, get ready to brawl. Houston, get ready to brawl. New York, are you ready to brawl? New York, are you ready to brawl? London, get ready to brawl. London, are you ready to brawl? Get ready to brawl, Cape Town, are you ready to brawl? Tokyo, get ready to brawl, Tokyo, get ready to brawl. Yeah. Cool.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Vancouver, are you ready to brawl? That was The Coup with 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO. I'm only one half of the Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, Mystical Madness. A young, handsome man is right across from me. Say hello, Christian.
Hello. It's good to be back for show two.
Show
back,
two.
Back in the studio with Fleur.
Yay. Yeah. I didn't scare you off last time.
No, it was all right. It went all right.
It went all right.
In my books.
It was perfectly unpolished. That's
yes,
what, we,
that's
like
what
to
we like to say.
Call it.
Yeah.
So what's been happening? You tell us about what you did on the weekend, because Christian not only has a smooth radio voice, he also does some work with a really cool organization. Actually, we both work for nonprofits. Hence what we do with Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say. We profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy to inspire you, the listener, to be involved any way you can in making a positive difference in your community. So what did you do on the weekend?
Well, I work for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and our mission is to cure blood cancers, and we raise funds to support research, and we had a big fundraising event on Saturday, October 18th in Stanley Park, called Light the Night. So it had about 2,500 to 3,000 people attend and raised about $632,000 for our mission. So
that's a nice chunk of change.
It's a wonderful event. People are given lanterns to walk with, and the walk starts, you know, just when the sun is dropping, so it's a really, really nice walk.
Did you have a good photographer to take some? I bet there's beautiful photos.
Of course, yeah.
You were organizing it, of course you did.
Check out the Light the Night BC Walks Facebook page, of course.
There you go, yeah. Nice plug. That's the joy about working working in nonprofit and having a radio show. You can plug the crap out of the stuff.
Do you want to talk about what you do? You might as well if we're on the subject.
Okay, well, I'm the manager of corporate and foundation giving with Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland, a 50 20-year strong mentoring program for, or mentoring organization for girls aged 7 to 17. And we have three programs: Big Sisters program, which is a 2-hour a week commitment to really just hang out with a little sister and be a role model and support her reaching her full potential. And then we have our Study Buddy program, which is a free, the only free tutoring service in the Lower Mainland for girls aged 7 to 17. And you can be a study buddy there for 1 hour a week, where you help the girl with homework or educational goals or whatever. I think sometimes is a little bit more chatty and less, a little less homework from what I hear from the volunteers. And then we have our third program, which is a very cool program called Go Girls Healthy Bodies, Healthy Minds. And that's focused on really supporting girls aged 11 to 14 to have healthy attitudes around body image, physical activity, and eating healthy and being assertive. We've found studies have shown that girls aged 11 to 14 really shy away from physical activity and start having eating behavioral eating disorders and things like that. So we're really going to just trying to encourage girls to be empowered and not to believe all the hype that's out there in the media around the perfect body image and the perfect girl, and just go out and be strong and do what inspires you.
Yeah. Well, two good nonprofits. We're getting our plugs in.
I know.
It's our radio show.
We can do what we want.
We can do what we want. Yeah, definitely.
And you know what? There's so many great nonprofits out there. And one thing that we, now that he's in the hot seat, Christian's back in, we're really going to focus on trying to bring in a, in 2015, every month, try and bring in a nonprofit to chat.
That's the goal.
That's been on our mission for a while. So it's good to have spread the wealth and get other people out there.
Definitely. And not only do we highlight nonprofits and other social justice issues, but we play a lot of great music. And that first song we started with, 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO by The Coup.
Which CEO would you want to
God, I can't go there. I can't go there. There's a couple, I'm sure. For sure.
The Coup's actually coming, and we're going. So if you want to actually meet us, we'll be at The Coup's show on at the Fortune Sound Club on November 14th. But maybe tell them a little bit about The Coup if people are ignorant of the brilliance of The Coup.
Yeah, so they're a politically charged hip-hop band formed in Oakland, California. Formed as a 3-member group in 92 with MCs Raymond Boots Riley and E-Rock, along with DJ Pam the Funktress, which I love her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's a great DJ.
Yes, definitely.
And there needs to be more DJs. You don't see enough DJs. That's true. Another thing. All those girl DJs out there, get on the mics, get on the records, and promote yourself.
Yeah.
Or come on here and we'll promote you.
A lot of their material criticizes capitalism, American politics, police brutality, among a number of other things. So we were talking last week about lack of politically charged hip-hop. Well, we definitely have some on the show this week.
I know. I kind of want to send Africa, because Africa Bumbata, it was his comment when I was watching Anthony Bourdain, and he said that there's no politically charged hip hop anymore, and I wanted to prove him wrong. So the next four songs, we've got some politically charged music coming your way. So the Coup's 6th album is their most recent album that was released in October 2012, called Sorry to Bother You. It actually doubled as a soundtrack to an independent feature film of the same title. And it was written by Boots, starring Boots, which he described as a dark comedy with magical realism. And he drew his inspiration from time spent working as a telemarketer, which, when I speak to any friends that did that when they're at university, sounds like a harrowing job.
Yeah, I did it for a little bit in college and not fun. Yeah.
It's kind of the route, the path that you have to take when you're trying to get some money to study.
Yeah, I did it in the evenings after classes were over, and it wasn't didn't make me happy, put it that way. It wasn't a whole lot of enjoyment happening.
So. Do you remember any rude comments that you got or
anything? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get hung up on quite a bit, but, you know. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
So they say.
Make a tough skin. Get a tough skin.
Yeah.
So who we got spinning next?
Well, we've got another hip-hopper, socially conscious hip-hopper, Canadian, Kale Sampson, coming up. Started in 2002. First full-length album was called self-titled Kale Sampson in 2009. He's from Toronto, Ontario. So from the East. He's been referred to as the Bob Dylan of hip-hop, which I find very interesting. And is also the inventor of a new subgenre of hip-hop he calls info rap, which I think that is pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, and he talks about a lot, war, political issues, environmental issues, a whole bunch of stuff. So he's not shying away to sing about things that really matter. So without further ado, this is Carol Sampson. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Sorry about that. We're going to go to a different song because we have technical difficulties. So we're going to go switch to the next song, Prince Eyah on CITR. This is Why I Think This World Should End.
The world is coming to an end. The air is polluted. The ocean's contaminated. The animals are going extinct. The economy's collapsed. Education is shot, police are corrupt, intelligence is shunned, and ignorance rewarded. The people are depressed and angry, we can't live with each other, and we can't live with ourselves, so everyone's medicated. We pass each other on the streets, and if we do speak, it's meaningless robotic communication. More people want 15 seconds of fame than a lifetime of meaning and purpose, because what's popular is more important than what's right. Ratings are more important than the truth. Our government builds twice as many prisons than schools. It's easier to find a Big Mac than an apple. And when you find the apple, it's been genetically processed and modified. Presidents lie. Politicians trick us. Race is still an issue. And so is religion. Your God doesn't exist. My God does, and he is all loving. If you disagree with me, I'll kill you. Or even worse, argue you to death. 92% of songs on the radio are about sex. Kids don't play tag, they play twerk videos. The average person watches 5 hours of television a day, and it's more violence on the screen than ever before. Technology has given us everything we could ever want, and at the same time stolen everything we really need. Pride is at an all-time high, humility an all-time low. Everybody knows everything, everybody's going somewhere, ignoring someone, blaming somebody. Not many human beings left anymore, a lot of human doings, plenty of human lingerings in the past, not many human beings. Money is still the root of all evil, yet we tell our kids, don't get that degree, the jobs don't pay enough. Good deeds are only done when there's a profit margin. Videos of the misfortunes of others go viral. We laugh and share them with our friends to laugh with us. Our role models today, 60 years ago, would have been examples of what not to be. There are states where people can legally be discriminated against because they were born a certain way. Companies invest millions of dollars hiring specialists to make little girls feel like they need makeup to be beautiful, permanently lowering their self-esteem because they will never be pretty enough to meet those impossible standards. Corporations tell us, buy, 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 get this, get that. You must keep up, you must fit in. This will make you happy, but it never does for long. So what can we do in the face of all this madness and chaos? What is the solution? We can love. Not the love you hear in your favorite song on the radio. I mean real love, true love, boundless love. You can love each other from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. Perform an act of kindness because that is contagious. We can be mindful during every interaction, planting seeds of goodness, showing a little more compassion than usual. We can forgive because 300 years from now, will that grudge you hold against your friend, your mother, your father have been worth it? Instead of trying to change others, we can change ourselves. We can change our hearts. We've been sold lies, brainwashed by our leaders and those we trust, and not recognize our brothers and sisters and to exhibit anger, hatred, and cruelty. But once we truly love, we will meet anger with sympathy, hatred with compassion, cruelty with kindness. Love is the most powerful weapon on the face of the earth. Robert Kennedy once said that few will have the greatness to bend history, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of a generation. So yes, the world is coming to an end, and the path towards a new beginning starts within you.
Nothing to prove, I got Nothing to lose. If you stepped in my shoes, you would see what it's like. I got nothing to prove, and there's nothing to lose. So I'll keep making moves and singing on this mic.
It's time for you to think outside of the box. The music I make's not your typical hip-hop. I can do the punchline thing, but it's easy for me. It's boring, I'd rather say something that's important. There's a difference between me and other rappers. All you have to do is listen to the subject matter. Ain't nobody else trying to enlighten your minds. Putting the life on the line with what they're writing in rhymes. Who's speaking out? Informing the average Joe with the courage to go against the status quo. So don't compare or try to categorize me with other people who don't deserve to be beside me, cause what I'm doing's way bigger than rap. Your head's in the sand if you can't figure out that. In fact, it's a whole new style I'm creating. I call it info rap, people say it's groundbreaking.
Nothing to prove, I got nothing to lose. If you stepped in my shoes, you would see what it's like. I got nothing to prove, and there's nothing to lose. So I'll keep making moves and singing on this mic.
When it comes to business, I'm through giving breaks. Since I focused on myself, man, I've been doing great. And I've done it on my own, without a record label. No distribution, but still made a ton of sales. Managing myself, I've been selling out shows. Performing with acts that are internationally known. Holding my own with any artist on stage across the globe. And I've got a growing fan base, cause I treat every concert as if it's my last. Like it's life or death, every time I'm spitting a rap, I'm kicking ass. Everyone's sick of the crap that's on the radio. We don't want to listen to that. In the industry, never paid attention before. I won a Best Songwriter of the Year award. So the taste of success, I'm loving it, man. Cause anyone that's doubted me, now I'm rubbing it in. I've got
nothing to prove, I got nothing to lose. If you stepped in my shoes, you would see what it's like. I got nothing to prove, and there's nothing to lose. So I'll keep making moves and singing on this mic.
If there's no content, then it's not impressive to me. It's less about the flow and more about the message. My goal's to educate, and music's the most effective medium to be someone that the youth can connect with. The beat's up tempo, catchy when you hear it, but I'm just really trying to make you listen to the lyrics. Cause the state of the world now is unsettling. It keeps me up at night while y'all are settled in off in la la land. Guess ignorance is bliss. How are you contributing, or are you just oblivious? Who cares about money? I've never sold out to become more popular or not help anyone else. That's not what it's about. And don't forget, I've worked twice as hard as you. You better show respect. Plus I know when I'm old, just before my death, I'll look myself in the mirror and I'll have no regrets. Cause I have
nothing to prove, I got nothing to lose. If you stepped in my shoes, you would see what it's like. I got nothing to prove, and there's nothing to lose. So I'll keep making moves and singing on this mic.
Discorder leaps into October with an issue featuring Johnny DeCourcy, Prairie Cat, Les Chaussettes, Ryan Bell, Sam Tudor, and more. Grab a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca.
Make sure you catch a special staff sound off where Discorder writers reveal which artists they'd most like to be haunted by.
And Discorder would like to extend a special thank you to this month's advertisers: Broken Pencil Magazine, LiveBand.com, Print Print, Rickshaw Theater, Sad Mag, SFU Woodward's Cultural Programs, The Cinematheque, The Fox Cabaret, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Vinyl Records.
1, 2. Yeah.
I walked a mile for every dollar I made today.
Turn me up, son.
Crazy.
Get on out of here, boy.
Hey, y'all, what's your order? I read your future, insert your quarter. Oh, you wanna be big? Tom Hanks, can't afford it. Anyway, what you need, you can get it. I deliver with light speed and make a hit. Now, nah, don't fight the reason. Set the roof on fire on an icy evening.
Crazy.
This sock season, too. Kept you after preaching.
decent. Through my years, my peers done get up, get out, got something now we even. Kept you grieving off soul music, this rock and roll, watch how I abuse it. Chop that hoe, block that foe, yo, chick chose me, I refuse it. Goldie showed me how game is won, Obie showed me that Hamilton. Smoke that loud, I'm so proud, shout to OVO, get him son. Say I bring you one, say I sing you one. Say you, let's get faded, but I can't help you when kingdom come. Say you, let's get faded, but I can't help you when kingdom come.
Socrates believed every man had his own road to shoulder. He never cared about another killer's soul. But when he thought about that skinny boy, he realized he'd been wrong.
I'm here to teach the illiterate. I only really came up in this mud to obliterate. Cash is king, but them cash is clay. Hit that phone ring, yeah, I'm on my J. Doing my way like Frank Sinatra. Do the flyway, B.I.G. pop up. Brought my own meal, here's the potluck. Singing in the rain, R-rated topless.
Crazy.
Wet it out, girl, let the cashmere sweater fall. Girl, I came in with two left with four. My guess is Socrates about to set it off. Girl, socks so hot, you blister. Empty your register.
Sometimes this crow was no more than a whisper.
Something amazing happens when you put my phrase in the caption. Hit the cover of the Globe and Mail. No Conrad Black, much more than rapping. This is life, this is love. If it's hate, I float above it. In the night, on my cloud, I strike you out. I think nothing of it. And one more game, Halliday J's fitted. When I touch down, aliens did it. I take two more shots, Glenn fitted. Fit it, Hennessy is played out. You get it, son. Say, I send you one. Say, I bring you. Say you, let's get faded, but I can't help you when kingdom come. Kingdom come, when kingdom come. I can't help you when kingdom come. I can't help you when kingdom come. Say I bring you one. Say I send you one. Say you, let's get faded, but I can't help you when kingdom come.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was another great Canadian hip-hopper. That was Socrates with Kingdom Come from his latest album, Amani. So Socrates is a Canadian rapper and singer, record producer as well. So he's the triple threat, co-founder of Capitol Hill Music, and lead singer of hip-hop R&B group Big Black Lincoln. Yeah, also awarded multiple Juno nominations for Best Rap Recording. So very, very, very highly touted Canadian rapper. He's collaborated with the likes of Drake, Nelly Furtado, Nas, Common, Redman, and Xzibit. So some really big names in Canada and the U.S. And on September 23rd, released a fourth album, Amani, which that track was from. So it featured co-production by Rich Kid and Snaz and guest appearances by Sunreal.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's good. He hasn't done anything for a little while, so he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Although it's only four tracks. He needs to bring out a new album.
Yeah, full length. Hit us with the full length.
Don't just give us a teaser.
Yeah.
He's actually got a child with one of Mos Def's ex-wives.
Really?
Just a fun, interesting little gossip fact.
Interesting fact.
I know. Well, Mos Def has like a harem of ex-wives.
I've heard that.
Or Yasmin Bey or whatever the hell his name is now.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. I think actually you might have told me that. Yeah, you get all the good gossip.
I try my hardest. Socrates has been involved with Unity Charity, which is an annual four-day festival in TDOT or Tirana. He actually was involved in July 2011. And these Unity Charity four-day arts festivals take place all throughout the downtown core, including the Opera House, Yonge and Dundas Squares. Now, there's about 60-plus youth artists involved in Unity, and they express different urban art forms, including breakdancing, beatboxing, spoken word poetry, and graffiti art. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. And Unity Charity is an arts-based alternative education organization. So they engage youth 10 to 18 years of age by implementing school and community programs helping youth positively express their stress and develop skills for success. So they empower youth to make better choices as leaders, mentors, and positive community role models, leading to more productive citizens, safer schools, and healthier communities ultimately. So
all good
stuff. And you can check them out online if you're interested at unitycharity.com. We'll try to get the link up on the Facebook page as well.
Yes, so, social media guru.
We got to do that. We got to do that. And we got to apologize for the tech difficulties we had had there. One of the CD players in the studio here is not working correctly. So we had Cale Sampson in the middle, the Bob Dylan of hip-hop. I like that one.
Yep.
Yeah, it was catchy. I was actually singing.
You were singing. You don't sing very often.
I know. And, well, I'm not very good at singing, but you know.
Well, you have
sometimes
a tune.
I'm inspired.
You're fine.
I was inspired.
You were inspired. You were singing along. And in, we ended up having to put Prince EA ahead of Cale Sampson just because of this archaic board that we have. We actually fundraised for new boards at the fund drive this year, and we've got enough money, but we're just waiting for the sub building to be finished, the new student union building.
They're
saying February. I'm saying probably summer. That's my prediction. Yeah. I don't know. They said November originally. So we have to just put up with this, like, I mean, look at it. It's like an 80s. Maybe we should take a photo of it and
we'll
put
have
it
to take
on
a photo
Instagram
of it, yes.
Because it's like super 80s. And, you know, that adds to the mystique and the...
It's antique.
It's vintage.
It's probably increasing in value.
That's right.
As we speak.
Just not in your listening pleasure, unfortunately. Prince EA, or EA, or EA, I don't know how you say it, is an American rapper and activist and born in St. Louis, Missouri. Or Missouri. How do you say it?
You sound like you're from Missouri.
Missouri. the earliest Prince Ea is derived from Sumerian mythology, the Prince of the Earth. He also, I thought this is pretty cool, graduated from the University of Missouri, St. Louis with Latin honors.
Yeah.
Could you imagine someone rapping in Latin?
That'd be interesting. Very interesting.
We should, he does.
Yeah, we should do some digging. Maybe someone else does.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he does. Yeah.
Of randomness.
As of September, his video, Why I Think This World Should End, had been shared on Facebook over 2 million times.
It's huge. And yeah, he's doing a lot of, he's sort of just releasing songs via YouTube just to really expand his reach and obviously do a DIY on a zero budget. So it's very, very cool.
And that had a great message, for sure. Yeah, we'll have to put that up on social media too.
You're just making work for yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, YouTube.
In 2009, he actually formed a movement called Make Smart Cool. Now, the movement is, SMART is an acronym for Sophisticating Minds and Revolutionizing Thought, which is just all good stuff in my opinion, and attempts to promote intelligence to everyone, everywhere, and integrate it with hip-hop. Again, just proving my point, proving Afrika Bambaataa wrong. I'm just going to harp on this for the next few months. That there is smart, intelligent, and politically, socially evolved.
We've proven that over the first 30 minutes of the show.
Done. Yeah. Our day is done now.
Yeah. Proving them wrong.
And it's also there to create and nurture without discrimination or preference a community of free-thinking individuals under the singular purpose of promoting the ideas of education, intelligence, unity, and creativity throughout the world at large. Some artists involved include Black Thought, Immortal Technique, and August Rigo. So you can check that out. He's Make Smart Cool. We'll put that up on the website at some point. Well, not the website, Facebook,
yeah,
Instagram,
we'll share.
Whatever
we'll share.
It is.
Share the wealth.
So who have we got coming up now?
Well,
next?
We're going to shift gears a little bit here.
Yeah.
Going away from hip-hop into some blues rock. So you're going to play some Black Keys, something from their latest album, Turn Blue. Turn Blue is their eighth studio album, co-produced by Danger Mouse and the band, and was released earlier this year in May. The record was the group's fourth collaboration with Danger Mouse, following their previous studio album, El Camino, which came out in 2011. They're playing October 30th at the Pacific Coliseum, so next week, and we'll be attending
Black
that
Keys
one.
Black Keys won't be the only celebrities there. We'll be there in our own mind. We're celebrities in our own mind.
Yes. Hey, you gotta carry yourself with confidence sometimes.
So if you see us, check us, say come and say hi, and we'll melt our faces off with blues rock amazingness. We actually are very excited. We're on the ground floor. We're going to try and get right up the front, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, for sure. General admission, front row.
That's us, Pacific Coliseum. I've never been there. I'm super excited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it should be a good show.
It's going to be great. I've heard only good things, and everyone I talk to is extremely jealous. All right, well, enough of our gas bag. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, I've talked about the Black Keys a lot while you've been away.
Yep.
Most people know that they're quite heavily involved in philanthropic endeavors, and one thing that they really focus on is HIV/AIDS, and they've done a lot of stuff like a pop-up store in New York a few years ago and have been involved in the Red Hot organization as well. So yeah. Without further ado, let's hear the Black Keys. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
This is Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That did come to a quick halt. You almost weren't ready for that, were you?
It took me off guard. I was like, okay, what are we playing next? Trying to get my head in the game.
Well, that was Blonde Redhead with Dripping from their latest album, Barragan.
Very reminiscent of Caribou, who we may or may not be playing later on.
Yeah, similar vibe to some of his stuff for sure. I love the pace, and it's a head nodder. My head was nodding to that one. Really, really loving that song. That's one of my favorite songs right now, I have to say.
Oh, will it be on your best of 2014? Oh,
most definitely.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. So they're an American alt-rock band from New York City, formed in 1993, and that track was off their ninth studio album called Barragan, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. So
Barragan?
We'll roll with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, they put together a compilation in support of the recovery efforts. So it was entitled We Are the Works in Progress, and the album featured exclusive and unfinished tracks by Blonde Redhead, Liars, Deer Hunter, and Interpol. So some big bands. And I find it neat that it was all exclusive unfinished tracks that had never been released anywhere else. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And the proceeds from those sales went to Architecture for Humanity and the Japan Earthquake Relief Fund. Now, as suggested by the album's title, the significance of the incomplete pieces is to symbolize Japan's potential for regeneration. Blonde Redhead's front woman, Kazuo Makino, is actually from Kyoto, which is a beautiful city. I lived in Japan.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure of going there. Stunning, stunning city. And I've done some research in the past around Fukushima and what's going on there, and it's pretty dire. There's a lot of nuclear radiation still going on. People can't get back into their town or their homes. I mean, it's going to be years and years, hundreds, thousands of years before that radioactivity is under control.
No, and that just doesn't affect that area either. It affects the whole world.
Well, right? Exactly. I mean, it's pure radiation just being seeped into the Pacific Ocean that then obviously goes throughout the Pacific Ocean. And it's funny because, unfortunately, a lot of the Japanese government and the main, and I've lost my train of thought with who they are, but the main people that are really there to sort of do the cleanup are just burying their heads in the sand and lying to the Japanese public and not telling them what's going on and stuff like that. It's pretty brutal.
Wow. Huh.
I know, just to bring a dampener on the whole
night. Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Oh, we're bringing awareness.
That's right.
Yes, it's Are You Aware? We're bringing awareness here. We got to let people know. So.
Well, if you like a Blonde Redhead, you can see them at the Vogue Theatre, a great venue, on November 7th in Vancouver, which is only a week and a half away.
I know, it's scary. It's scary. Fall is flying. Before that, we had Real Estate with Had to Hear from their latest album called Atlas. They're from New Jersey. And Atlas is their third album and was released in March of this year. And I like their sound. It's kind of mellow indie. I'd say it has a jingle jangle sound to it.
Jingle jangle.
You know? Like change in your pocket kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I like them.
I see what you're doing there. Mm-hmm. They supported Occupy Sandy after Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast in 2012. Makes sense. They live in Brooklyn, New York, so I'm sure they were personally affected by it. That was that brutal hurricane, and it was the second costliest hurricane in U.S. history, sort of like around this time 2 years ago, right?
It would have been. Yeah. I think it was in October, late October 2012.
Yeah, so... Yeah. It's pretty brutal, and grassroots Occupy Sandy is a grassroots relief network that was started to assist communities that were affected by Sandy. And unfortunately, hurricanes are going to get more ferocious and more regular because of what we're doing to the climate.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, we all better prepare or change our ways.
Change our ways, exactly.
It might be too late.
No, don't say that. No. Don't say that. I've been doing research. It's not too late.
And what's going on locally here? We should talk about that.
We should. UBC. Well, earlier this week, and actually all this week, the Dalai Lama has been in Vancouver. I was gutted not to see him on Tuesday. I had to work, unfortunately. But he's an inspiration, obviously a hugely inspirational leader, not only to the Tibetan people of where he's from, but also to numerous people around the world. I actually saw a Dalai Lama video, documentary a few years ago with Amnesty International. They have a documentary festival each year. And he's quite a joker. He is quite funny.
Really?
Which is surprising. Like, he's always like giggly and he's, you know, obviously the Dalai Lama, and so he's obviously pretty happy with himself, but he's actually quite the jokester, which I was quite surprised by, but he had some really good crackers.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've seen some short videos online of him, but seeing him speak live would be amazing.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think he spoke at UBC today as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to keep that going with, obviously, a benefit festival tonight. Chaos is here, the Zolas, the Funk Hunters, Delhi to Dublin, Fake Shark, Real Zombie, Louise Burns, and Matt Brevner are all playing Benefest.
Benefest for Tibet.
Tibet. Yeah. So obviously the plight of the Tibetan people is still pretty apparent, and obviously the Chinese are not releasing their iron grip on the country.
Yeah.
And the Dalai Lama can't actually be in Tibet, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this concert is at Thunderbird Arena, so out at UBC.
Yeah.
Starts at 7 o'clock. I know as of yesterday they had tickets available at the door. So,
you got
6 minutes. 7 minutes. If you're interested.
Well,
a great group of bands.
$25 to see. I've seen Chaos Live, not in this country, but in Australia. Mm-hmm. It was brilliant. Delhi to Dublin, we've played here. I'd love to see them live. $25, that's a really good deal.
It's a steal. Yeah, it's a total steal. And all proceeds go to a local Tibetan charity.
Yep, called the Tibetan Cultural Society of BC. We have to really stand in solidarity with our Tibetan brothers and sisters for standing up against such an oppressive regime like China. And all they want to do is just live their life and practice Buddhism.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What do we got next?
So coming up next, we have Avi Buffalo with a new track from them called So What. It's from their latest album, which is called At Best Cuckold. They're an alternative band from Long Beach, California, playing in Vancouver on November 21st at the Fox. So,
and I taught you some English just before about
you
this.
You did. I learned a new word.
You want to tell?
We can glaze over it, I guess. Yeah.
Apparently, cuckold means when a woman has an affair with a man, and the man that had the affair, the husband is cuckold. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Don't want to get phone calls from English lit people telling me I'm wrong.
Yeah, no phone calls, please. We're too busy.
We do like phone calls, but only nice ones.
Yeah, definitely. Here's Avi Buffalo with So What on CITR.
I guess I never got a chance. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of Warfare,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Peanut butter and jam!
like, what the f*** are you doing, Phil?
And right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter. Peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig them. Then you crush them. Then you spread them. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
I want it all. I can't get it.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I like that song.
Yeah, it's good. Upbeat. Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to dedicate that one to our buddy Phil Hartel.
Aw, yeah. In Norway.
Yeah.
We miss him.
That was death from above. Why do you dedicate him? Well, he knows Sebastian Granger, the drummer and lead vocalist.
Sebastian Granger, who has his own other... He has Sebastian Granger.
Yeah, he has a couple things going on.
The
Mountain. Yeah. Sebastian Granger and the Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a couple side projects going on.
I never realized. Yeah. Well, we've got to get him to talk to him and get him on air.
We should.
Let's get that happening. Why haven't we?
I don't know. We've been busy.
You keep all these secrets to yourself.
You
got to
keep a couple things up your sleeve.
Holy hell.
Yeah, that was Death from Above 1979 with Trainwreck 1979. Which is from their latest album called Physical World, which came out this year.
Very, very cool.
Actually, last month.
That's right, because we highlight music that is cutting edge right there, hot off the press.
Hot off the press, yes. That's the way we like it. So, yeah, they're from Toronto. Their first full-length album, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, was released in late 2004. And then they actually broke up in 2006 and then announced a reunion in 2011. So this is their second full-length album that was just released in September. So
nice.
Yeah.
And then they're playing a number of shows this holiday season, correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Right, as part of the Jingle Bell Rock concert series. I love that Halloween hasn't even happened yet and we're talking about Christmas, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We're
kind of glazing over it.
I know. I saw Shoppers the other day had not only Halloween, but they had those like Advent chocolate calendars out as well for Christmas.
That stuff always happens too soon.
It annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Let one festival, one holiday finish before you start the next one. But anyway, soon it'll be like you'll see Christmas stuff in summer. That's my prediction. Death from Above 1979 will play shows in Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg. They're snobbing Vancouver, which was, we'll just have to have a word to them.
Oh, they'll be here. They'll be here, though.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. In January.
Yeah.
$1 from each ticket will go to local charities, as well as food bank donations are going to be encouraged, and local charities will be at the shows to raise awareness for their causes.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Allow the charities to come actually to the shows and talk about what they do.
Absolutely. Well, and Christmas is a certain time for giving as well. People feel more charitable at that time. So it works out perfectly.
Yeah, definitely. And Death from Above, they won't be bringing the Jingle Bell Rock concert series to Vancouver, but they are playing here. Two shows in January. So the 21st at the Vogue Theater, and then the next night, the 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom.
They're mixing it up.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's great they can play back-to-back shows here. So
yeah,
they must have
popular.
A pretty good following in Vancouver.
Well, and you know what? CITR is all about promoting Canadian music, so another Canadian band.
Maybe we'll see if we can get them on the show in January.
Let's get Sebi in.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I put that to you.
All right.
Talk to Phil and get it sorted.
I'll talk to my man.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
Well, in the middle there, we had FKA Twigs with her song Video Girl from their album LP1. Her name is Talia Debrett Barnett, better known obviously by her stage name FKA Twigs. She's an English singer, songwriter, producer, and dancer, and currently based in London town. FKA stands for formerly known as. And her debut album was released in August of this year, and she's one of the nominees for the 2014 Mercury Prize already.
Yeah, crazy. In the UK. So for those that don't know, the Mercury Prize is similar to the Polaris Prize that we have in Canada, except it's in the United Kingdom. And FKA Twigs, it says if she wins, she'll donate the £20,000 prize money to a dance charity, one that helps young girls stay off the street and get into dance. So, yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And she's a young artist, so, pretty noble gesture. Or she hasn't won yet, but if she does, that'd be a pretty noble gesture.
I think she's stacking the odds in her favor.
Maybe,
by saying
maybe,
she's
Maybe that's strategic.
Maybe it
in
is.
Any event, it's great.
Well, we implore her. Applaud her philanthropic endeavors. So good for her. Yeah. Next, we're getting into the techno a bit now. Sex with Strangers, a Vancouver-based band that have been around since 2007, and in 2009 they were named by Spin as one of the top unsigned bands from around the world. Huge props. You know something we don't? It was self-released on May 29th, 2014, so only a couple of months old.
Yeah, yeah. And Audio Oasis, DJ Hannah 11, welcomes guests Sex with Strangers and The Satisfaction and Truckosaurus to get involved. And each month, Audio Stasis selects one local charity for all event proceeds to benefit. And they're spotlighting Youngstown Cultural Arts Center. Is that correct?
Yep.
Which is a multi-purpose, community-based facility that's located in West Seattle. And it includes a state-of-the-art theater, movement studio, recording studio, classrooms, all available to the community. So they offer free programs each weekday for teens, including organic cooking, gardening, art classes, like do-it-yourself fashion and breakdance. So some interesting things, even internships in leadership development as well. So Sex with Strangers involved in a pretty cool thing. And here's a track from their latest album. This song is called Hostages, and you're listening to Are You Aware on CITR.
101.9.
There we go.
Vancouver.
FM.
To the sweet girl. panic.
If you're going to be a zombie, be one with a brain. With Halloween just around the corner, the provincial government is doing something very scary by closing the only dedicated public youth medical clinic in Vancouver. The Pine Free Youth Clinic has been providing safe, confidential, effective, community-based health services for young adults and teens on the west side for over 40 years. The provincial government is closing this important clinic on October 31st. That's why David Eby, the MLA for Vancouver Point Grey, is standing up for the clinic with one last rally, a zombie walk to bring the Pine Free Clinic back from the dead. Come show your support for community-based, dedicated health care for young people at the zombie walk to save the Pine Free Youth Clinic. It all takes place Sunday, October 26th from 1 to 2 p.m. in front of the clinic at West 4th and Maple Street in Kitsilano. Bring your best zombie outfit. Together we can bring the Pine Free Youth Clinic back to life. Non-zombies also welcome. Brit.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in the Vancouver. That was Caribou with his remixed song, Can't Do Without You. I can't do without you now that you're back.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I can't do without you either. Remixed by Tale of Us and Mano LaTuff. And I love that. I love that song.
It's yeah. very cool.
Yeah, from Caribou's new album, Our Love, which just came out. So
oh
yeah,
it's his sixth studio album.
Yeah, he's cranked out a couple.
He's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's doing not bad, not bad at all. So and he's been involved with a couple charities. He donated half of his Polaris Music Prize winnings to Eco Justice and the Stephen Lewis Foundation when he won the Polaris Prize in 2008. With his 2007 album, Andorra.
Awesome. And he's playing next March at the Commodore.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking about bands that are playing next March. That's
I know.
A little scary.
Just so you know, give everybody a heads up. Get tickets. Get tickets.
Get organized.
They're probably not on sale, but, you know, make a list.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And then, you know, get your calendar ready for next year.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So next up is Stereoscopic Readout with Darren G, but we're going to put one last song out before we say adieu until November 6th. I hope you've enjoyed listening. We've been enjoying chatting and talking about songs and all that. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do it at Are You Aware Radio at Gmail or on Facebook, on Twitter. And I tweeted today asking what songs inspire you to be involved in positive change or positive, making a positive commitment to the community. So please send us your suggestions. We'll put them in the program for next time.
Yeah, we're taking requests.
Absolutely. We never do. So
no, put this is a huge opportunity.
It is. It is to be involved with IUR. Tweet at us. So next we're going to leave you with a Vancouver band called Sunny Pompeii. This album is called Vinegar from this year. They're fronted by Sid the Whale drummer, and it was released in June 2014. This is Garbage Island. Be good to one another. Ready? Got nothing to say? Anything to say?
Have a great end of your week.
Happy Halloween.
See you soon. Happy Halloween.
Bye for now. Adios.
Through the broke door, hot water.